Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
This dome is the habitat. It's a life-sized model of the thing astronauts could live in on Mars when we finally get there. It's white, it's about the size of a two-car garage, and it is the site of a really crazy experiment.
Whatever it is that child prodigies have, Clara had it. At five, she could play by ear, she could transpose, she could improvise. Her brain just worked that way. She was her father's pet project for sure.
What was that moment in which you said, you know, I think I can take this bigger. I think I can take this to pro sports. Did they find you or did you find them or how did that happen?
Great. I love talking about the transition, Julie, because now as a part of the career coaching that I do, I share my story.
Find your new favorite podcast with samples today from The Habitat, Decomposed, and The Evolved Career. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. We've all seen The Real World and Big Brother, but what happens when the housemates are from NASA? That's our first podcast, The Habitat, and on it you'll find out. Travel to a remote mountain in Hawaii where six volunteers are secluded in an imitation Mars habitat, working as imitation astronauts, but for one very real year. The goal? To help NASA understand what life might be like on the red planet and plan for the day when the dress rehearsals are over and we blast off for real. Host Lynn Levy has chronicled the experiment with the moment the crew set foot in their habitat, communicating with them through audio diaries that detail their discoveries, their frustrations, and their evolving and devolving relationships with each other. The Habitat is the true story of a fake planet. A sample for you from the first episode of The Habitat titled This Way is the Way Up. The pioneer episode of the expedition introduces the six human subjects who will be, quote, leaving Earth, so to speak, as they climb high into the vast volcanic mountains, which they'll call home for the next 365 days. In this snippet, Lynn describes the true motivations behind this intriguing venture.
I'm standing on the side of a giant volcano in a remote part of Hawaii.
It's cold. It's actually really cold. And all I can see is rock. And the only thing I can see other than rock is this dome.
This dome is the habitat. It's a life-sized model of the thing astronauts could live in on Mars when we finally get there. It's white, it's about the size of a two-car garage, and it is the site of a really crazy experiment. See, the first people on Mars will be further from home than any person has ever been before. They'll be on a totally desolate planet with only each other for company. And they'll be crammed together in a glorified pup tent. That mixture of isolation and confinement, of being stuck so far from Earth and so close to each other, what does that do to a person? That's what this dome and this experiment are designed to find out. The experiment is called High Seas. It stands for Hawaii Space Exploration Analog and Simulation, and it was set up to help NASA test equipment for Mars. But the equipment being tested here isn't the rockets or the spacesuits. It's not even the habitat I'm standing in front of. High Seas was designed to test a far more critical piece of equipment, humans.
The humans are a part of this whole system, if the humans fail, the system's just as broken as if the rockets do.
Yeah, and humans do fail a lot.
Humans fail, yeah.
This is Kim Binstead. She's a professor at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and she's in charge of this whole experiment.
And let's not kid ourselves, if our astronauts are not functioning, extremely well as individuals and extremely well as a team, that is going to put the mission at risk.
So Kim and her team have chosen 6 volunteers, 6 human guinea pigs, to live in this habitat as if it's actually on Mars. And the rules are, the atmosphere outside is poison. If they step outside without a spacesuit on, they'll die. They're going to live like that in this little dome, cut off from their friends and families for 1 whole year. It's like the premise of a space-age reality show. The true story of 6 strangers picked to live in a dome to find out what happens when people go to Mars.
A sample for you from The Habitat from Gimlet Media. Follow the epic story of real people in a fake, poisonous atmosphere on The Habitat. Available on WVXU.org at the Start Here podcast collection page. If you think classical music is boring, you've got company. It is one of the least popular genres in the country. But there's actually nothing boring about it. Classical music is infinitely varied and moving, as are the stories behind the greatest compositions in history, which offer portraits of some fascinating artists and their work. On her podcast, Decomposed, pianist Jade Simmons guides you through the stories of composers you know, like Beethoven, and some you may not, like Richard Strauss. Best of all, you'll hear recordings of the music in question, which bring the accompanying stories of scandal and betrayal and tragedy to life like never before. Check out the sounds of Decomposed on this sample from the first episode of the series titled A Fallen, Abominable, Wicked Girl. In this premiere episode, Decomposed follows the story of Clara Schumann, a child prodigy who turned international sensation. In this clip, Jade explains the remarkable natural abilities that fed into her father's overbearing and manipulative parenting style.
Whatever it is that child prodigies have, Clara had it. At 5, she could play by ear. She could transpose. She could improvise. Her brain just worked that way. She was her father's pet project for sure. Friedrich Wieck was trying to build a reputation as a piano teacher. And what better way to do that than to turn out another little Beethoven? And if he could do that with his daughter, just imagine what he could do with your son. Friedrich trained Clara for an hour every day, and then she'd practice for at least 2 more. And this is when she's still 7, 8, 9 years old. Her father once bragged that she didn't have time to play with dolls, and especially not with other children. We know a lot about this part of Clara's early musical career because there's a diary that documents all of it. Well, I mean, it's technically her diary, but it was her father writing the entries at first. And he wrote them as if he were Clara. Just listen to this entry. My father, who long had hoped for a change of disposition on my part, observed again today that I am just as lazy, careless, disorderly, disobedient, etc., as ever. Yeah, that's her father writing in her voice in her diary that she's lazy. I mean, talk about mind games. Despite all that supposed laziness and carelessness, though, Clara was an undeniable star. And her resume was stacked. First public performance at 9, first solo concert at 11, then her father took her on the road to Paris. And she was a hit. It's not that no other women played the piano. They did. They just played at home. In private, like it was a party trick. If you were a refined young lady, maybe you could trot out a sonata to impress an eligible bachelor. Knowing how to play the piano meant you were educated and your family was rich enough to shell out for the lessons. I know that sounds like an outdated way to value a woman's worth, but if I'm being honest, I went to school with girls whose families still thought that way. They wanted their daughters to play so they'd seem cultured, not so they would actually perform. Those girls had no plans of ever making it to the stage. But I did. And so did Clara. She was going to play on stage, in public. Scandalous.
The podcast called Decomposed with Jade Simmons. ditch the sheet music and discover the lives and loves of some of history's greatest composers on Decomposed, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection on the WVXU app or at WVXU.org. The job market is changing rapidly, especially in the midst of a global pandemic. With outsourcing, automation, layoffs, and now economic collapse looming, it can feel impossible to plan for and work towards a fulfilling career. Enter this week's featured local Cincinnati podcast, The Evolved Career. On The Evolved Career, host Julie Bakke aims to entertain, inspire, teach, and yes, give you a kick in the seat of the pants to get you moving confidently towards the career and the life that you want. Each episode, Julie sits down with different guests who have experienced interesting or unconventional career journeys in order to discover some absolute truths and defining what you want and getting in touch with your best self. As we navigate the uncharted waters of COVID-19, let Julie and the Evolve Career podcast be your guide. Here's a sample from the episode of The Evolve Career that features Dr. Janice Hilliard. She's a psychologist and consultant with a fascinating career path. She joins the show to talk about her journey from student athlete at the University of Houston to her time as an NCAA intern and eventually the NBA. In this sample, she describes her first aha moment, which opened her eyes to the possibilities of applying her techniques of athletic development, even at the highest levels, the NBA.
What was that moment in which you said, you know, I think I can take this bigger. I think I can take this to pro sports. Did they find you or did you find them or how did that happen?
Great. I love talking about the transition, Julie, because now as a part of the career coaching that I do, I share my story.
Yep.
And why my transition has made me such a great career coach now. Because for the first time, I actually feel and experience what it's like to make a transition. And until I actually went through these myself, that I really relate to what we have been telling athletes for years. So I'll get to that.
Yeah.
But my first transition was from secondary schools, as you mentioned, in coaching, into higher ed and athletics administration. So after a few years of coaching in high school, I was so passionate about coaching and sports that I wanted to do more. I wanted to engage more in the athletic world, but I didn't really know how to do that. So the idea of finding out, you know, what's out there. So my segue really from secondary education into higher ed athletics administration was through the NCAA. I was an NCAA intern, actually, in the fourth year, the fourth class of that program, which is now, known worldwide and across the nation. So being an NCAA intern and spending time at the national office, which was then in Kansas and Overland Park, it is there where I was exposed to academic counseling and academic advising and having had a degree in counseling, and thinking about what I could do in education. That's where that my aha moment, and I transitioned from secondary education, knowing what was available in higher ed and athletics administration. So I would say that was my first aha moment, being exposed to what else I could do with my degree, and with my passion, and in my interest.
Our local Cincinnati podcast, The Evolved Career with Julie Bakke. Discover your dream job and make it a reality with the help of The Evolved Career podcast. Available now on the WVXU Start Here podcast collection. Before we wrap up this episode, let's take a look at what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. Well, even though it's been on the charts for over a year, the podcast Call Her Daddy, starring vlogger Alexandra Cooper and her best friend Sophia Franklin, finally hit it out of the park. The duo dives into the explicit details of their life as 20-somethings in New York City. Part of what makes their success of the podcast is that after hearing them, you feel a hell of a lot better about your life. Relationships, sex, the New York social scene, embarrassing moments, and more, all addressed on Call Her Daddy, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Call Her Daddy and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter right at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.